This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9. You're here with Luke from the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9. On the line at the moment, I have two very talented ladies with me. They are the ARIA winning, the very, very talented Veronicas. How are you guys?
Hey, darling. We're really good. How are you?
Yeah, doing fantastic. It's great to talk to you. And you're working really hard at the moment. You've got a new album coming up soon. Is that right?
We do. We're in the studio at the moment writing and recording the rest of this record. And right now we've just released a new single called On Your Side. We're so excited to be... We've just been hearing it played for the first time on radio this week, so we're very excited.
Fantastic. And On Your Side, it's a great song. And, of course, In My Blood, it's the first single off the upcoming album, was hugely successful, nominated for Best Group and Song of the Year and Best Pop Release for the ARIAs there for that one.
Yeah, so crazy. Three nominations, we can't believe it.
Now, I wanted to ask you guys, because I've been a fan of yours since, like, right at the start. So Secret Life of the Veronicas, back in 2005, which I can't believe that's 11 years ago when you released that first record. Your style's changed since then. Like, you used to be sort of quite rocky and quite poppy, but it's sort of taken on a new electronic sort of vibe now.
Yeah, we're definitely inspired by a lot of different music, and you know, that's the exciting thing, I guess, about music is that it is constantly changing. We're very inspired right now by different sort of European artists and DJs and producers. We went and did a bunch of writing over in London. We've been working with some Swedish producers as well. So it's really been kind of cool to create a new sound for this record.
And how has your music evolved since that first album so long ago? How has it changed since then in terms of the writing, in terms of your style?
I mean, it's been a real natural progression. I guess, you know, for us, we like a challenge. So once we've sort of done something, we're ready to move on and try something else. The approach to this record has been a little different. We started sonically with the sounds and the tracks, and from that, lyrics are inspired. So as previously, we've sort of gone in with lyrical ideas and that whole thing. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a different approach this time.
Sure. So we can expect that sort of same sort of style, because In My Blood and On Your Side both have that electronic kind of feel to them. So is the album going to follow suit?
Yeah, those two songs are a great indication of where we're taking this sonic element for this album.
Awesome. And you recorded the video for On Your Side recently. Now, it hasn't been released just yet, but can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so the new music video for On Your Side should be premiering in a week, and it's written and directed and starring our friend Ruby Rose.
Yep.
And we flew to New Zealand, where she's currently filming a movie called Meg, and we filmed the last 2 weekends there with her, and it's a story about two characters who fall in love, played by Ruby and myself. And the journey and, like, the dynamics, ups and downs and highs and lows of a relationship.
If we knew then what we do now, we'd hold our hands and take a vow. Together we would stand. Don't matter, babe, 'cause I'm always on your side.
Now, I do want to talk about, Jess, I hope you don't mind, but it did. It was all over social media yesterday that yourself and Ruby are seeing each other again. That's so exciting. I think a lot of Joy listeners are really excited and really stoked about that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. She is an incredible woman, and I feel like the luckiest person on earth.
Yeah, because you've been friends with her for a very, very long time, right?
Yeah, well, Ruby and I first connected 8 years ago through my mum, actually, at an event. My mum met her and was like, you need to come and meet my daughters. They're going to love you. My daughter Jess is going to love your tattoos. And so she brought her over, and that's how we met. And since then, we've stayed very, very close. And, you know, she's always stayed very close with Lisa and with my mum. And, you know, we met up in London a few months ago and played her some of the new music, just demos from the upcoming album. And she really connected with On Your Side in particular. And so we asked her if she'd want to be creatively involved with the music video, and she said yes, which was so cool. So when we reconnected during that time, it was just, we had this chemistry, and I was feeling things that I had to tell her. I couldn't not let her know how I felt. So yeah, I feel very, very lucky that we have had the chance to reconnect on this level.
Oh, that's such a great story. I'm grinning hugely here like an idiot. I think that's really cute. it must be crazy, though, because, I mean, you know, she's obviously with Orange Is the New Black, and her sort of newfound success overseas, and, of course, you guys so busy with your schedule as well. That must be pretty crazy, both having such busy lifestyles to contend with as well.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when you're starting, you know, a relationship again. So we're just, like, sitting there comparing our schedules, going, okay, we can see each other this day and this day, and it's quite cute. But, so it's exciting.
Awesome. So sort of like, oh, yeah, I'll see you in December, and I'm free in February and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're definitely doing a lot of planning at the moment.
Excellent. So with the new album, so you've been working on it, still working on it currently. Do you have a rough idea when we're going to hear some more stuff from you guys?
Definitely the first half of next year the album will be out, but we're finishing up recording and writing through December and January. So from there we'll just be making videos and getting everything together to then release to all of our fans.
Fantastic. And can we expect another tour with the album, possibly? Are you guys going to hit the road again and be on stage for us anytime soon, do you think?
Absolutely. We cannot wait to do a proper tour around Australia again. We really miss it. So there will definitely be a tour next year.
Fantastic, because like I said to you guys before I spoke with you, I was there in 2009 at the Palais Theatre, and I was lucky enough to sneak backstage to actually meet you, and you guys were getting ready to go out, you know, getting dressed up and adjusting makeup and stuff to hit the clubs, and I sort of came in for an awkward photo, so I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're adorable. Well, that was such a fun tour. I remember that tour. We had the best time. I'm glad we got to meet you backstage at that one.
Yeah, I've changed a lot now. I've put on a lot of weight, darling, so it's changed a bit.
Us too.
Well, guys, look, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, and we'll have to get you in studio for a proper chat sometime really soon.
Yes, please. We owe you big cuddles.
Excellent. I'm all about the cuddles. That's what we do on the Brekkie Bears. We're all about the cuddles. So that's fantastic.
Good. Us too. Us too, my darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye. Thanks, Jess. Thanks, guys, so much.
Bye, doll.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.